starring June Lockhart, Hugh Riley, John Provost as Timmy, and, of course, Lassie.
Well, say, you ain't aiming to take all this stuff, are you?
Sure, Mr. Cully. We'll be gone 2 whole days and nights.
Where's your camping equipment, Cully?
In the pickup.
Well, you're going to catch your death of cold. There's nothing here but a fishing pole and a little blanket.
Well, the fishing poles catch my supper and the blankets to lie on. Oh, I believe in roughing it. The old pioneer spirit. That's what makes a man a man.
But will you have a cup of coffee before you go?
Mom, it's late. We got to get going. Come on, Mr. Cully.
There's my contribution.
Oh, Mom.
Oh, that's a fine way to accept a present.
But we'll catch fish to eat.
Yes, but this is just in case the fish aren't biting.
Okay, thanks.
See you later, Ruth.
All right, Cully. Have a good time now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, dear. And Timmy, be very careful on this camping trip.
Bye, Mom.
Bye, dear.
Yeah. I saw them. Oh.
What about that one?
Yeah, I kind of missed that one. Oh. Hold on. You two left. This old hot rod ain't what it used to be, Timmy. I sure wish I had a later model. Well, guess we'll have to hike the rest of the way. Oh, isn't it beautiful? Nothing like being close to nature. We ain't going to be able to carry all this stuff.
I don't know what we can leave, Mr. Cully.
Well, no, we don't need that. And we don't need... It's a stove. We don't need that, and... What's this?
That's my junior fisherman's kit.
Do we need it?
Of course we need it.
Well, we don't need the pup tent.
Well, what do we sleep under?
The stars, Timmy. Ah, they was meant to be slept under. Let's go. Here we go. Thank you.
Have you, Timmy?
Oh, it's okay, Mr. Scully.
It's good. Hot diggity.
Boy, Mr. Cully, this is swell.
As fine a spot for camping as we'd ever find, Timmy. Plenty of firewood and, Timmy, a fishing pond. How about taking a look at old John Barrett's cabin? I'd like to show it to you, Timmy.
Sure, that'd be swell. Let's go.
Yeah.
Mr. Cully, who is John Barrett?
Oh, he was a very fine man, Timmy. A man who lived free and thought free.
Well, I mean, what did he do?
Do? Oh, Timmy. Well, he wrote, and he studied a lot, and he enjoyed himself being close to life and all living things.
Well, if he was close to all living things, why did he live way out here all alone?
Oh, Timmy, no man's alone who is the trees overhead and the wildflowers and the little critters of the woods to keep him company. Yes.
Mr. Mr. Cully.
Huh?
What does this mean?
Look upward, friend. The eagle knows wherein lieth the world's greatest treasure.
You know, Timmy, sometimes the words of a philosopher are kind of hard to understand. But what I reckon it says is that an eagle knows where a treasure is.
An eagle knows where a treasure is?
That's right. Just a little something I picked up during World War I. We used to use kites for signaling.
World War I? Boy, that was before Dad was born.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mr. Cully, where are we going to attach the food?
Oh, we ain't. That's why we built us this special flat-top kite, see? Now, we rest the food on the stick. All the eagle has to do is swoop down and get it.
Sure hope it works.
Well, we'll never get the hold of that treasure if we don't make friends with the eagle, right? And you know, with the shade, the best way to a man's heart is through his stomach. I suspicion the same thing goes for eagles. Now, all we gotta do is put the meat on the stick.
Meat?
Oh, eagles are meat eaters, Timmy. Say, we can use some of that roast beef your ma gave us.
Gosh! Mom didn't mean that roast for any old eagle to eat.
Don't you worry, Timmy. When we get our hands in that treasure, you can buy your mom a whole blue ribbon steer.
Okay, Mr. Cully. Lassie and I'll go get the roast.
Thank you.
your dog?
Yes, sir.
What happened?
I was just walking by and the dog jumped me. That's what happened.
I thought I heard a gunshot.
Lassie, no!
The gun went off when she hit me.
Lassie wouldn't jump anybody without a reason.
I told you I was just walking by. That dog's vicious. Gotta put her on a leash.
Vicious. Keep her in the leash.
Lassie, put it out.
A shot a while back. You the one who fired it?
Yeah.
Well, the hunting season's over, you know.
Yeah, the gun went off accidentally.
Accidentally?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you do any hunting or trapping around here, I'll have to arrest you.
How to find him, huh?
Mm-hmm. Hope it works.
Sure enough, and he's got the treasure. Timmy.
Lassie, be quiet.
Shh. Timmy, bring the kite. Ready? Hold it. There. There it is. Now, up with it.
Fine, Timmy. Fine. Coming for it, dearies.
Down, Timmy. We'll try it again. But this time we won't send it up so high, see? Because now he knows we're friends. I think he'll come down and get it. I'll get some more meat.
Hello there.
Hi, Mr. McBride.
Hi, Timmy.
Hi, Ranger. What you doing around here?
I was about to post some signs when I saw your kite. Say, it certainly is unusual looking.
We're using it to fly some meat up to an eagle.
Oh, you mean Solomon? Huh? Solomon.
Who?
John Barrett's pet eagle. And you probably want to know what it cares and its talents.
Yeah?
So have a lot of other people.
Did anyone ever find out?
No. Said that Solomon was the old philosopher's pet for nearly 40 years. Since John Barrett died last month, it's just stayed in and around the cabin. It always carries that bag.
Might you have any idea what's in the bag?
Nobody knows. And the way that eagle guards it, it's not likely anyone's going to find out. I've seen a lot of people try many different ways to get that eagle. Well, I don't think anyone's ever thought of this. Very clever.
Yeah. Do you think it'll work?
Well, nothing ventured, nothing gained.
There she is. Not her out.
Here she goes. Lassie, go follow the eagle.
Well, be careful now. And don't forget, it's against the law to molest an eagle.
Don't worry, we wouldn't. We're just trying to make friends. Bye.
Bye.
Little do Timmy and Cully know of the dangers that await them, the hazards which lurk in the seemingly peaceful mountains around them. The menace of the greedy hunter who poses a threat to Lassie's life. Nor can they guess what lies in store for them at the end of their thrilling adventure, when Lassie and the Eagle, in a most unusual way, reveal to them the greatest treasure ever found. Be sure to be with us to see the concluding episode in our exciting story, The Treasure.